don't build this up too much. Don't say really exciting.
It's so exciting.
Because if it's not, then I could be your worst guest, Pen.
I was going to say it's exciting because I'm in the country, actually. Nothing to do with you.
Country?
Yes, where am I?
You're in Coondall. And Coondall is in the Julimar Forest. And we're about 15 minutes northwest of 2J. Which is in the Wheat Belt in Western Australia. Basically, if you live in Australia, you call this whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop. That's where we are, which is... Because I do like to record them in various different places. So the last one I recorded was in the UK in the summer with my mum.
Oh, beautiful.
So that was January, which you probably haven't listened to yet. But, yeah, my mum was a very funny guest.
Did she even know that you kept a diary full of this stuff back then?
I think she did know I kept a diary, but she was very good at never asking me or reading.
Can I just double check? Did you actually read through January prior to talking to her?
No, I never read anything prior.
Oh my God. So were you not... Okay, anyway, wait. I digress. But
no, I didn't.
Bloody hell, you literally delved into a teenage diary with your mother without knowing what you were about to say about her or potentially say about anything.
Yes. Yes.
Jeepers, Penny.
But I did know I hadn't done anything dreadful. Like, I do remember 1986. Not everything, but, you know, I have a fair idea of what I was and wasn't doing. So I knew there was nothing too bad.
Good.
But she's been fairly appalled by some other goings-on.
Yes, but parents are quite an inconvenience when you're a teenager. I mean, they're not going to feature in your...
No, except she did drive me around a lot.
Oh, gosh.
She drove me to a lot of parties.
Didn't our parents.
So anyway, just introduce yourself briefly.
Oh, good heavens. I'm Penny's friend.
Oh, she wants to be anonymous. You're not getting away with that.
I'm Bawby Webster. I'm a musician. I'm a viola player, first and foremost. And I'm best known for founding Perth Symphony Orchestra.
Bawby and I went to university together, but we didn't know each other then.
I know,
but we've
met
in Perth, and I am at her beautiful house in the country. And we are going to be reading, drum roll please, February the 1st.
1986. Oh my goodness.
Cue music. Saturday the 1st. Ruth came around this morning and then we went back to her house. They have got a new puppy. It's a poodle called Poodle Flump. I think it was called that. Cute. It's small and black and woolly. Did you know poodles have wool, not fur? It never stops growing.
That's actually quite fascinating, and I actually didn't know that.
Did you not?
I actually didn't know that, so no, I didn't know in answer to your 15-year-old self.
There you go. It never stops growing. They're not going to have it all ponced up when it's clipped, though, thank God. Toby, Edward, Ruth and I all played a game called Midlife Crisis. It was hysterical. Oh, that's nice. Making fun of future Penny.
If only we could see what we thought midlife crisis would be at the age of 50. Oh, Matt, have you detailed this? Like, what did you think midlife crisis?
I don't know.
What does the game involve?
Midlife crisis. That's so funny. And here I am.
Yes.
Did it involve making a podcast out of my diary? No.
No.
Sunday the 2nd, went to Ruth's again this afternoon, made an apple pie this morning and did absolutely nothing. Luxury. Wednesday the 5th, I skipped 2 days, you see. I think I will draw a veil over Monday and Tuesday. Monday was absolute hell as we got our results. Oh, mine were very good and I was really pleased.
What was hell? Oh, such a high performer. Probably didn't come out top or something. Came out second.
I got a grade 1 in physics. We had these funny grades at school. 1 to 9. Got a grade 1 in physics. I was the only person in my set. I got the same in biology. I got a 2 in geography and art. Most people got 2s in art. So competitive.
I was just going to say, bloody hell.
I got a 3 in French. Wow. Top in my set. I was not in the top set for French.
Right.
Drop dead in amazement. I got a 3 in English, about average, and a 5 in history.
Oh dear.
Slap wrists.
Oh dear.
I got a 1 in chemistry of all subjects.
Hang on a minute, so the 1s are in chemistry and physics. That's pretty impressive for an arts person.
Well, no, because I did do a science degree, don't forget. I was sciencey. I did science at A-levels. I got a 1 in chemistry. This would have been A-OK, except that Louisa went OTT. I thought I'd done worse than I did, and she decided I knew all along and that I was making it all up. Bloody nice of her. This only surfaced when I beat her, as if I cared. You know, she was really fiercely competitive.
Wow, right.
So I haven't said it, but I was probably would have been quite upset because I like everything very peaceful.
Gotcha. God, just from school mock exam type things. Wow.
Yeah.
Was it a very competitive school? Was it, you know, very results orientated?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was quite an academic school.
So you weren't getting certificates for trying? No. Okay.
No certificates.
Well, that explains a little bit then.
Yes.
If the only thing that mattered was numero uno, then.
I was an annoying friend.
Yes.
Oh my God, look at me, having done no work and thought I'd done really badly, and yet I've beaten you.
Oh, ew, Pen.
I know, grim.
Yeah, annoying friend.
Yeah. I've got into Julius Caesar. So I was just auditioning for a play at the boys' school. I rang Ellie tonight and she got in too, and so did Kat. Brilliant. I've got another audition on Friday for major parts. Wish me luck. We would call that a recall audition.
Well done.
Bless.
Bravo.
I didn't get another part. Spoilers.
I love how you can remember this. The things that stick in your memory. Oh, you remember Julius Caesar not upgrading you to a major part.
The only thing I got to say was 75 drachma.
You're joking.
No, that was it.
Oh.
That was my entire role.
I distinctly remember going to weeks of rehearsals for the end of term play, and you literally were responsible for holding the myrrh. The investment in myrrh holding was quite exceptional.
I was saying 75 drachma. And that was not a solo line.
Oh, it was a call.
No. That's what we as the ensemble. We were just villagers.
So when you had to audition to get into this and it was a great joy that you got accepted, you didn't wake up to the fact that they were clearly desperate for randoms to just be involved in.
How rude.
Sorry. Just saying from what you...
No, you know why I was desperate to be in it. Because there were boys in it.
Of course.
Did you go to a boys... Did you go to a girls' school?
I went to a comprehensive mixed
pen. So you probably weren't that bothered about boys.
No, boys were really annoying. Oh, look, obviously, no. We still wrote their names all over our exercise books and tried to jump on different buses to be able to see them across a bus for 15 minutes on the way home. No, it's still...
So it's still hot boys at your school?
Yeah.
Or at other schools?
No, other schools. That never goes away, Penny. And, you know... Grass is always greener when it comes to the opposite sex. They're always in another school. They're always better than the boys you've got in your own school.
Well, we didn't have any, so all boys were good.
All boys were good. You got a pulse? Yes, you're fantastic. You'll latch on.
Exactly. Pulse and a penis.
Yes.
I'll cut that out. Sorry, Mother. Thursday the 6th of February. Snow at last. Unfortunately, not enough to cut us off, damn it.
Oh, still got to go to school. Day. I know. Do you remember? Oh.
You would have had a few.
Oh, God, yeah.
In the valleys.
100%. I remember at primary school, mum and dad were so bloody, minded that we were going to go to school that they put us in the back of sleds and tow us 2 miles up a hill to the primary school.
Wow. I think our school would have just cancelled when there was too much snow. We would listen to the radio to see which schools were closed. The best thing was when the pipes were frozen, so was no heating.
Yes, exactly. Pipes frozen was a massive... No, our school seemed to stay open a lot.
Neil rang up, talking boys. Neil rang up on Monday night. He wanted to know if I would go to a concert. His band were called Satire. Hilarious. Satire was giving... At the time, I thought I couldn't go because of Ruth's party, but it's been postponed, so I can go. I had a good natter to him. He told me all about his little fling with Helen, which I already knew about. So this is Neil, who I almost went out with. So we kind of had a bit of a thing, never really turned into very much.
Right. That's a shame. Is that a shame? Is this a great lost love? Or...
No.
But, okay. Did you write his name on your exercise books?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, okay. So he was. Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I would go back and listen to October 1985 because that was prime Neil time.
Okay.
And then he just stopped phoning me and...
Oh, Neil.
Yeah, he left me. Left me holding. And then I'd contacted him about this to see if he'd listen to it. And then again, he left me holding on for a while. But he did eventually listen to it and thought it was hilarious. Because I told him about it because I thought, how nice would it be to hear how somebody else was objectifying you yes. as a teenager.
Yeah, right. To know that you were a pedestal.
Yeah. Yeah, as I called him.
And it didn't impress him?
That yeah, yeah, he loved it.
Oh, I was going to say, good.
Loved it. Lou was a bit cool with me today, and exams were definitely a taboo subject.
What is this Lou? Like, a, you know, she's sort of a Supreme Court judge or something now. She's...
Lost touch with her. What a liar I've been, eh? I mean, of course I knew my marks all along. I did my non-calculator paper today in St. Jerome. It really is a weird little room.
I'm actually quite in shock that, you know, yes, you're reading your diary, but you remember all this. It's very clear in your head.
I don't remember St. Jerome. Catherine will remember.
Catherine,
where was St. Jerome? She's my school correspondent.
I cannot remember anything from my secondary school at all.
But I bet if you read it, it would come back.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I think in which case I'm quite relieved I didn't write a diary.
Oh,
is this good? Like, do you feel good reading this? Or is it kind
yes!
of...
Yes! No, it's, I loved it. I loved being a teenager, yeah.
Right,
I had
okay.
a great time.
Okay. So there's no triggering going on right now?
Well, no, but I would have been... that falling out with my best friend would have been upsetting.
Right.
That's why I think I didn't write on Monday. And I said that days, Monday and Tuesday were terrible because of my exam results. Because I did well and she hated me. Would have taken all the joy out of getting those good results.
Right, yeah. Were our friendships real? I mean, when I look at the friendships I have now that are based on so much trust and respect and admiration and think back at school, and you do, your friends could say things like that to
you. Frenemies.
Yeah, and you're like, wow, on what did we base our friendships back then? You know, like...
Well, you know what? It was almost chance. My best friend in my first couple of years was Marie, and we literally sat next to each other on day one, and so therefore we were a little pair, and neither of us knew anyone else at the school. And we had nothing in common. I mean, she was very nice, but then she ended up being best friends with another girl who she had a lot more in common with, lived near her. And that's the only reason I was best friends with Louisa. It was because she had been best friends with Marie's new best friend. You know,
yes.
I mean, it's just, that was, it was coincidence.
Yes, I think you're probably right.
And
circumstantial.
She was, she was fine, but I'd say she'd suffered a lot. I think her parents were really competitive.
Right.
And made her feel quite bad if she didn't come top in everything.
Yeah, clearly. Thank God for being adults. Seriously, this is good. This is making me actually quite relieved and not nostalgic about who I used to be. I'm actually quite glad I'm where I am right now.
Yeah, exactly. But I had my home friends. So Ruth and Sarah are my friends from home. They didn't go to my very competitive school.
Yeah.
So they were a real lifesaver.
Yeah.
Well, if you're listening, Louisa, I hope you're happy. I'm still hustling, pretending to be shit at things and actually being really good at them.
Love it.
Hey,
everybody now knows that you're really good at everything, Pen, so now we just know that you're being artificially humble.
Well, it's not even humble, is it? It's fear of disappointment, genuinely. That's where it comes from, is that I don't want to think I've got something, so, you know, just depends on your upbringing, doesn't it?
Expectations management.
Yeah.
You're managing your own
yes.
expectations.
And I actually don't think that's very healthy. I think it's much better to say, I really want this and I'm going to really go for it.
And also be prepared to fail at it, but not shy from it. I totally agree.
Mm.
Still working at it, Penny.
We're all still working on ourselves. Went to Ruth's this evening, it being her birthday, you know. Sarah and Joe and Sarah Baskerville were there too. We had a Chinese meal, yummy, yummy, and then nattered, and then we watched Blackadder. Oh, there you go. Both.
Oh, love it.
Get my recorder out. Both Ruth and Sarah are going to go to King's James College, lucky sods. Not that I want to go there, but it would be nice to go to school with them. Anyway. Friday, the 7th of February. I still don't know. The results haven't come through yet. Am I pregnant?
What? Since when did that happen?
It's a joke.
Oh.
Actually, I was referring to the audition for Julius Caesar.
Oh.
So you needn't go back and read all this again in case you missed something.
You literally wrote this.
To be read out loud.
To be read out loud. I love that.
100%.
Brilliant.
And my mum probably would have just had a heart attack just now. The audition went okay. Calpurnia has to be hysterical. Not funny, just scared. She was about as hysterical as a dead rubber plant.
Clearly you had one of those in your bedroom to know what one was like. Yeah, love that.
Ed O'Brien was reading the other part, Brutus. He is the official heartthrob of St. Helens, and I must say he isn't at all bad. Do you know what he ended up doing, Bobby?
What did he end up doing?
He was in a band called Radiohead.
No way.
That Ed O'Brien. Yes.
Wow.
Hmm.
So not bad at all, really.
Not bad at all. And then became very rich and successful.
Yeah.
I got 57% in my div and a 3 in maths. Not bad. M, mum, did not get the job she was going for. So we all went out to dinner to celebrate. What? Question mark.
I was going to say, anyway.
Why does everything I write end in an exclamation mark or a question mark or both?
Question mark, exclamation mark.
I still do that.
I know. I'm terrible. Actually, no, way too many exclamation marks.
Oh, God. I spotted it at age 15 and I'm still doing it.
Well, it shows, I think it shows enthusiasm. It's not just bland. I push it because I'm enthusiastic and, anyway.
Yes, I love an exclamation mark.
And you, Pen, the one thing you've retained is your enthusiasm. I mean, this, your your podcasts are full of this enthusiastic outlook on life. And, you know, that is absolutely exactly. You, eternal optimist.
Saturday the 8th. Had a really good day today. This morning, Ruth and I went to Reading. It was snowing. There was really quite a lot about. I bought some school shoes. They're very naff. I don't like them, but they'll have to do.
Naff.
This afternoon, I went sledging with Sarah and Emma Moneycurl on Whittenham Clumps. It was hysterical. We went down the steep side and the snow was worn down completely, so it was almost just grass. But there was a thin layer of ice, which was really fast. Emma and I went down on one sledge, which was very fast. I was so scared. Then we went over a huge bump and ended up bum sledging. We were laughing so much we couldn't get up.
It's like bodyboarding, but on snow.
Yes. Yeah. It's quite a steep hill. I have, slightly terrifying memories of like bobsledding.
Oh, gosh.
This evening, Sarah and I went over to Beckley with Brian, Sheila and Teresa. It was the first... as it was, the Cyril Gardner, and we were going to cheer the boys on. Oh, this is this walk I did with guides several years, but obviously not doing it this year. They did brilliantly and came second in 8 hours and 37 minutes.
Oof. Mm. That's a lot of walking.
The first time we did it, it took us 14 hours. We were quite slow. God, it's really dodgy. It was all through the night, you know, loads of teenagers just sort of wafting around.
I was just
going to
say, like,
snowdrifts.
14 hours of walking, waist deep snowdrifts, and you're 15.
Well, I was 12 when I did it first.
Far out.
Yeah. Went to church and read the lesson, Thrills. I don't approve of church at the moment.
Oh.
Interesting.
Oh, dear.
I believe in God, but I don't see why everyone should be made to read it out. It's like brainwashing, telling people what they do and don't believe.
That's quite an outburst for a random, ordinary night in February. You've had an epiphany. Yeah.
Tried to do some work this afternoon.
Hang on a minute. You just said that you loved reading out. Like, yippee was the quote. But I absolutely hate that I read it out and I indoctrinated people.
Well, I think that's sarcastic. Read the lesson, Thrills.
Okay.
I don't think that's okay. Really
you
Thrills.
You know your... Yeah, okay.
I think Thrills is like a... Not a good
right
adjective.
Okay.
It's not lush, is
okay,
it?
Good. Okay, that makes a little bit more sense now. Because I thought you were all excited about indoctrinating people and then...
Then felt bad.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Tried to do some work this afternoon, then decided to ring Neil, only he wasn't in. So I said I'd ring back later, only I didn't. What a rebel.
Treat them mean, keep them keen, Penny.
Oh, it was so horrible having to wait for people to call you back.
Oh,
it was
I remember
hell.
It well. I remember it well.
I can't...
To be fair, it still is.
It's true.
Yeah.
But at least you don't have to stay in the house next to the phone.
No.
To be disappointed.
100%.
Although you could always fool yourself that they were trying to ring and you were just out.
Yes.
Can't wait until the Embryo Theatre auditions... And until I know what part I am in Julius Caesar. Wish me luck. Embryo Youth Theatre was a music theatre youth company.
Right.
Which I was obsessed with. They did a show every summer.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah. The quality of youth theatre, though, can be extraordinary. And those formative experiences. And when you're away from your normal life and, yeah.
I mean, you would have done it with the... Youth Orchestra.
Youth Orchestra, 100%. Orchestra
yeah,
camps.
It was the same,
and, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to read those diaries, Bobby.
Oh gosh, no. No, 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 no.
Monday the 10th of February. I am in the crowd. Two of the sixth form got the main parts and they still can't act. A bit sad, hey? In the crowd, just got in the chorus. Fucking nothing changes. My bum is agony. I think it's the sledging. I don't think I did anything of importance today, so I will tell you about the latest gossip. I might have told you this before, but paid her brother, a year older than her, 10p per night to teach her how to French kiss.
Her brother, 10p a night. Wow, that's extraordinary.
Can you believe it? I've written.
No, I can't.
No, I actually can't. People paid her brother to French kiss.
Good God. That is one way to learn.
Honestly.
No.
Surely not.
I think she was just saying that. She was just trying to... I don't know. Why would you tell anyone that?
Why would you... If it was true, why would you tell anyone?
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
They might write it in their diary. I've got nothing against homosexuals. I am not racist. I believe in sex before marriage. I believe in sexual equality. I believe in God, but not in church. So there you are. Controversial issues in a nutshell.
Have we just heard the Penny Shaw manifesto of life? We've literally just
heard. Been Prime Minister.
I was going to say, that's extraordinary. That's something out of Alexander Hamilton. You could turn that into a rap then.
Well, thank God it's that way around. Can you imagine if I'd been like, yes. I hate homosexuals. I'm very racist. Well, there you go. I have kept to all of my of my beliefs.
There you go.
Thursday the 11th. I didn't go babysitting tonight because Harry threw up everywhere before I got there, luckily. I'm into reading very unintellectual books at the moment, like Enid Blyton. Oh, there you go. I drew a picture of Mum tonight and some vegetables, but she kept putting the carving knife in her teeth and pretending to go pearl diving.
What, in the kitchen?
Yes.
How very Daniel Craig.
God, I'm sure she's got better things to do than pose for me. Clearly, still life with some vegetables. Anyway, she...
I actually wish you still had that painting.
She kept putting the carving knife in her teeth and pretending to go pearl diving. And people wonder why I'm weird. Actually, I'm not. I'm normal. It's everyone else that's weird. Especially those people, girls mainly, who fancy Inspector Galloway on The Bill because he is pukey 100%.
I used to watch The Bill.
Do you remember Inspector Galloway?
No.
Why does everyone fancy him?
I think I know which one he ought to have been based on what you've written.
We should Google him.
Yeah.
Later.
Dark hair, round face.
Did you fancy him?
A little bit. He would have been my type back then.
Everyone wrote Andy Wintle all over my chemistry file today.
There you go. Right, all over the books.
I am shocked. By the way, I don't even remotely fancy him, so don't you get any funny ideas going. I don't fancy anyone at the moment. And it's nearly Valentine's Day. Panic! Billy Ocean is number one. That's the worst news I've heard all day.
Oh, gosh.
Billy Ocean. What was that song?
Not under my...
Not Get Out of My Dreams, yes. Into My Car. To be fair, pretty creepy song. I desperately want to go to a party. Now. Ah! No chance. Wednesday the 12th. I heard the most shocking piece of news I've heard in ages. What more shocking than somebody paying her brother to snog her every night? The most shocking piece of news I've heard in ages. It's too bad even to write down. Has lost it.
Oh gosh, that's huge.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell. And that was midweek too.
It was at the rugby club party. I'm going to have to cut this out. I can't have this in. Not my news, you know what I mean? Yes. But still, I'm gonna read it for us.
Yeah, please do.
We'll put this in the uncut version. She didn't tell anyone at all. She didn't even fancy him.
Wow.
I mean, I do reflect on some of these virginity losing experiences, and I think people had not always didn't have a very nice time.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
And a line gets crossed, and afterwards you feel a bit.
We were 15 at a rugby club party. Not good.
Yeah, you're going to know that a lot of alcohol was involved, and you would feel a bit creepy afterwards.
Yeah, and Sarah had a drag on the old drugs not so long ago. Said she didn't enjoy it. I must be very boring. Quite boring. I like the old limoncello, but not the old drugs.
No.
So Wednesday the 12th, Louisa managed to convince some of the first years that Jesus was born in Wales.
Best one yet. Jesus was born in Wales.
It was hysterical. The poor dears really believed her. And then we said that his surname was Nazareth and his middle name was Ov. Unfortunately, they asked Miss Gilliver, who was our RE teacher, who nearly wet herself laughing, but had to tell them the truth.
Oh.
Thursday the 13th. It is now Saturday. Somewhere along the line, I've missed out 2 days.
Again?
Mm,
another fallout with a best friend?
Friday, February the 14th.
Ooh.
Wah, wah, wah. What? No Valentine's cards? Well, nobody loves me at all. Sniff.
Did you send one?
But then, since you asked, I didn't send anyone a card.
Oh, see?
So there you are.
There you are. Yeah.
I had to survive the day on a Lent lunch, which means about 3 centimetres of cold soup, 2 pieces of dry brown bread and a lump of bouncy cheese. Lush. I hate that word, by the way, because James Scroggs uses it.
Lush.
In fact, I hated it before.
Yes, lush.
I hated it before James Scroggs, not before, after I ate Lent lunch. Don't you think these brackets, what brackets are very confusing? I do. There's a lot of brackets in that sentence.
There are a lot.
Very funny. Went round to Sarah's tonight, and because we're both on diets, I've just complained that I only got a small lunch. We ate sugared popcorn. Oh, there you go. Then we watched Dynasty and had a good heart-to-heart about life. Saturday the 15th. The Lax match was cancelled today as it's so bloody cold. Lax is...
Lacrosse. Jolly hockey sticks.
Did you play hockey?
Yes.
Were you good at hockey?
I was always left back and I could defend, but I could never, every time I swung and hit the, tried to hit a goal, I would just do a divot. So I could never bloody score, but I could put my stick in the way and stop a ball.
Mm. Good girl.
Yes. I was a blocker. Center.
Yeah, I was centre.
Oh, so you were a runner.
Yeah. Yeah, who'd have thought? Not anymore. Yeah, no, I was. I started a lot of running. Went into Oxford this morning, and when I was waiting at the bus stop, some weird bloke tried to persuade me to get a lift in his car to Oxford.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, I jumped at the chance. No, seriously, it was very sus. He was asking the way to Oxford or Abingdon. He said he didn't mind which, and where did I want to go?
Oh, God.
Mum got very worried and is now ringing the police. Will they lock me up? I'm very funny. This afternoon, I went to see Teen Wolf with Lou and Vicky.
Oh.
With Michael J. Fox.
Yes.
Yummy, yummy. Quaw, he is gorgeous. I bought this pen today too. Good, that's interesting. This evening, Ruth, Sarah and I all went to see Satire performing as a support band to Loki. It was bloody brilliant. I don't know which band I liked best. Loki were much more professional and the singing was clearer, but most of their music was a bit crappy.
Oh.
Too heavy, all except for one song called Christine, which was absolutely amazing. Satire were very good. Their songs were good fun. The leader of Satire, Andy, is gorgeous.
Ooh.
That's really funny, isn't it? Because a lot of times I've put the F word in, but yes. Now I'm blanking it out.
Blanking out. Beep.
Is it because of Jesus?
Potentially.
Andy is looking gorgeous. And then I've got to learn how to spell that. But I think I'm talking about gorgeous, not...
Yes, clearly.
Look, Loki, I've stuck in the little...
Wow. Oh, is that how you spell it? Look at that. Northbourne Centre. How
the
much?
Northbourne Centre.
£2.
£2. It's quite a lot.
I love that you're kind of being an arts reviewer. It's foreshadowing. You know, I think Cecil Magazine would be proud to know that you actually started reviewing.
I started reviewing bands early. Yeah. But hold on, my ex crush Neil is in this band, but I'm now saying that Andy, who's the lead singer, is gorgeous, and the drummer wasn't half bad either. Swoon.
Oh, that's rock and roll. That's why every bloke wants to become a rock god, because they just know that every woman's gonna, you know.
It's the only reason Finn started playing singing.
Course,
in
gonna
the
get
band.
The chicks. Yeah.
I've met Andy before, but he didn't remember who I was. Shit! I introduced myself anyway. Oh, you are a one penny. I've put in brackets.
Note to self.
Note to self. After satire finished, it was another bloke singing before the others. We went out for some fresh air and we ended up in some bar for over 18s, and a dry martini and a bezique later, we left and went back.
You're 15 and you're in bars drinking dry martinis late at night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Far out. Yeah. You were sophisticated.
Oh, you are a one.
You were adulting. Oh, you are a one penny.
Bezique. That was really funny. Do you remember that? It was sort of a drink, like a spirity mixer drink in the 80s.
Literally.
I've referenced it. I didn't remember it at all. And then I looked it up, and when I saw the bottle, I was like, oh. It was sort of blue or something.
Oh, gosh.
Disgusting. I saw Neil briefly and said, well done, etc. And then he sodded off somewhere. I think I'll ring him up and tell him what I think of the other members of his band and get myself invited to another rehearsal.
Not very loyal, are you?
Just want to make him jealous.
Easily swayed.
Mind you, he never phoned me. He's his own worst enemy.
Yeah, exactly.
Dear darling, Tracy Darthers was there. I don't know who that is. And she rabbited on and on about everything and everyone. And how many Valentine's cards she's got. Boring.
Oh,
and I've put in brackets, you're jealous, Penny.
Yes.
You say quite self-aware.
Yeah.
Sunday the 16th. Pooey day today, I'm afraid. I was in a real sulk this morning and went out of my way to put the whole family in a bad mood. And what's more, I succeeded.
You went out of your way and you succeeded.
What a horror.
I was going to say.
Pretty skillful,
I'm seeing a whole new side of you, Pen.
Oh, absolute horror. Hold on. You know why? No, period.
Oh.
One day later.
Yes, there you go.
Period.
Premenstrual.
Sarah stayed last night but had to leave early. I'm really, really tired. I rang Neil tonight to say well done, etc. And I got the impression that I'd offended him by going off to the pub as soon as they'd finished. I didn't think he wanted to talk to me, though. I didn't see his girlfriend was there.
Oh. That's a new one.
Yeah.
Is this a new development?
I don't know. Maybe I did see his girlfriend. I don't know. I'm confusing myself.
So hang on a minute. You've got a crush on this guy. You want to ring him, but he already has a girlfriend.
Well, he was my friend by then, I suppose. Oh, okay. And he would have invited me to the gig. And then I'd buggered off to the pub with some other people. Didn't stay for the main act.
And then you're wondering
act.
Why he might have...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, maybe the reason he... So I didn't think he wanted to talk to me, but didn't realise that the reason he didn't want to talk to me was because his girlfriend was there.
Uh-huh.
Monday the 17th. Only 17 people in my class today. Everyone's got the flu. I must admit, I didn't feel 100%. And there's still snow on the ground, although it hasn't snowed for weeks. There are no outdoor lax practices and everywhere is so bloody cold. Tuesday the 18th. I've got a really bad cold. I have come to the conclusion I have no self-control.
So true.
I had seconds of beef burger baps, chips and baked beans for lunch. I was stuffed. Only ate a few green beans and rhubarb, but separately this evening. Going into my days of trying to lose weight.
Yes.
Gosh, I didn't really think anything else of interest happened today except that the salt and pepper have been confiscated from all the tables at lunch because people have been throwing it around. God. Wednesday the 19th.
That's big news.
Well, that's pretty annoying to have the salt and pepper confiscated.
Yeah, exactly.
I do remember putting pepper on somebody's treacle tart once and she looked the other way. But I wouldn't have thrown it. I didn't like food fights and throwing. Wednesday the 19th, I just remembered something funny that happened yesterday. Marie reminded me that in the first year, Mr. Curry tried to... In the first year... I don't remember, I knew what this was going to say. It's not that funny. I've overdone it now. Reminded me that in the first year, Mr. Curry tried to write hedgehog on the board, but wrote hedgecock instead. And then he said...
Boy didn't slip.
And then he said, hand doing one thing, mind doing another.
Ah! Hang on, this is a teacher in an all-girls school writing hedgecock on a board. And he says, hand doing... Oh my goodness.
That's very funny.
Me.
We laughed about that all through double maths.
Yes, I'm sorry.
It snowed today. We went to Rangers tonight. It was really funny. I'm going gliding on Sunday with Venture Scouts. It should be great. I'm also going on another camp with Trendy Wendy and Marion. See last Easter for gory details. Going to Ventures on Friday. Last Easter we went to camp. It was quite gory. Sarah was sick all over the tent because we went to the pub and got really drunk with the guide leaders at 14.
You're joking.
No!
Hang on, what was the pub doing you serving, let alone the guide leaders taking...
Don't know, we just went to the pub and we just all drank beer.
It was different back then, Penny.
Things were different.
Things were really different.
Yeah. That's actually quite... Not just a bit, but enough to then vomit everywhere.
I think I was more sheltered. This would not have
you
happened
not
to
alone.
Me.
Yes, I think I was probably... Well, I don't know. It depends who you talk to and some people, and I think it depends largely... Yeah, I don't know what group of friends you were in or what your girl guide leader let you do.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, because I obviously know you as a musician and music is something generally that you get into at school. And, you know, your previous podcast, you've spoken about your clarinet and all your
singing.
Various things. Mm. But there's not much mention of music. You're not sort of going to orchestra three times a week and
no.
School choir. And
I do mention singing quite a lot, not so much my clarinet.
Right.
And I do my musicals in the summer and have a audition for the play. But yeah, I'd say drama... just as much of a thing for me as music. So it's always music as related to theatre rather than as related to pure music.
So I did keep diaries, only I threw them out.
Oh.
Yeah, years ago. I didn't even want to read them again. I was like, it was just catharsis.
Because you were unhappy.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. It was just catharsis at the time. You know, you just needed to try and make sense of something by writing it down. But, you know, my whole life back then was every night of the week, Mum was driving me to some kind of music rehearsal like that. And that's what kept me out of trouble, to be honest. Like, music is, if you find it's something you're passionate about, it keeps you out of a lot of trouble, I have to say.
Well, not if it's youth theatre, it doesn't.
Well, it gets you into a lot of trouble.
And sport, I did a lot. Well, you did a lot of sport as well. I did
that,
a lot of activities,
kind of stuff, yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, true. So maybe I'm just making excuses for being naive and sheltered and
relatively
possibly square.
Possibly you just weren't as kind of frisky as me, I think.
No, I honestly, my interest developed way later.
Thursday the 20th. I've lost my pen. That's why I'm writing in pooey pencil. Blackadder is the best programme on telly at the moment. It's great. There you go. Thank you, Ben. If you're listening.
I know, I loved Blackadder, I have to say.
Yeah. I didn't do much work at all today because it's nearly half term. Whoopee! Lou and I are going to Oxford tomorrow. She's obviously forgiven me for my exam hustle. To relieve the boredom of half term. No, really. I've actually got to get Chris a birthday prizzy. I think I'll get him the soundtrack to Rocky IV, which is very good. The soundtrack, not the film.
Film, right.
Had orals at lunchtime. It was terrifying. Talking of music, Bobby. No, it wasn't really, but I couldn't do it. Mandy, in brackets Rat, is moving to Headington. Oh dear, what a shame. Sarcastic. We will miss her. Sarcasm, I put in brackets. And I've put, Tracy is free at last. Free to take her dog for a walk when she wants. Free to go out whenever she wants, etc. So yeah. You had a best friend like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh. You know, someone that you think is your best friend, but then you realise is, actually, I'm not even sure they really like me. And here's this person I'm hanging out with all the time, and I just don't think they really like me.
I was lucky because I had good friends at home, whereas poor old Tracy, Rat was her friend from home as well. They lived in the same street.
Because school, you're divided into years, so clearly you can't go to a lesson with someone in a year above you or a year below. Unlike life, where you just find people you have something in common with. School, you're just thrown into this group and you have to find someone within that group that you can be with, you know. Hit and miss.
Friday the 21st. Half term. Worked all morning, I guess, schoolwork, and then went back to Lou's for lunch. Yum. Went into Oxford, bought Chris a present, Ruth's birthday present, and some pretend pearls. Oh, some pretend pearls for Ruth.
That's so funny, isn't it? Teenage pretend pearls.
15-year-old, so 80s. I put £10.
So you watched far too much Dynasty. That was
I did. I tell you, I don't know whether Ruth would have appreciated the pretend pearls. Anyway. Oh, we used to have a half day.
Oh.
On the last day. So I've been at school in the morning.
Right.
It was really funny in biology this morning. We were talking about pregnancy and Mrs. Wassell mentioned that during pregnancy, your breasts swell considerably. All anyone heard was Marie saying, oh my God.
Was Marie quite well
endowed?
Marie
being 5'3" and 38D bust.
Oh, darling. That's not what you want to hear when you've already just spent the last year increasing your bra size every month.
That's terrible.
Oh, pop it.
That's so funny. Went to Ventures this morning. We went into groups and talked about what Ventures does rather than doesn't do, etc.
Venture Scouts?
Venture Scouts. Right. They aren't half as organised as Rangers in the way of activities, meetings, but they are going gliding on Sunday.
Oh.
So I'll stick with them for now.
Fabulous.
Saturday the 22nd. Went to Ruth's this morning. Then she came back for dinner. Granny and Grandad are here à ce moment.
Awesome.
I've got very French suddenly. À ce moment. Après-midi, nous sommes allés faire de cheval.
Oh.
I rode Sandy and Ruth rode Misty, who did most of it sideways, being in a silly mood. Sunday the 23rd. Gliding is brilliant.
Oh.
Amazing, terrifying, incredible, etc. Left at 7:10 this morning. I woke up at 7:05. Oops. We travelled from Wallingford in a minibus to Brackley near Banbury. There wasn't anyone there when we arrived, so we sat on the bus and waited. Eventually someone got there and we all got shown around. It was bloody cold. Minus 12 to be exact.
Oh, what?
And very windy. I was volunteered by Jeff, the leader, to help drag out the gliders. I was frozen. I went second. We all sat in a special bus with a cooker, table, etc. on the runway. The gliders were being winched up, which means that you take off at an incredible angle and speed. The first time I went up, there was an enormous gust of wind and the cable broke. The plane dropped vertically about 50 feet. I was convinced that this was it. That death was inevitable. The instructor, however, was not slightly perturbed. He just circled round and had another go.
Blimey.
This time it was much better, although I was still in shock. Once you got up, it was really lovely. Everything looked so small. Most people had two goes each. I got to know everyone much better today. Jeff is obnoxious beyond belief.
Oh, dear.
Almost up to Pete's standard.
Oh, Gosh.
Kieran is pretty pukey too. Christine, Sarah, Eddie, Mike and some others were all nice. But I don't think I could go on a camp with them. I'd go bonkers. Stick to the girls, Penny. We were scheduled to get home at about 3 and finally made it home at 8:45.
Gosh.
I bet my mum would have loved that.
Yeah, wow.
Jeff just wouldn't leave. Then we got lost. Mandra and I could have killed him. Still, we might have a chance to go parachuting soon.
That's a pretty... I mean, you left at 7:10 in the morning, got home at 8... I mean, that's
8:45, that's a big day.
Monster day in minus 12.
Yeah.
And you almost died.
And I almost died.
That's quite a day.
It's a big day. That's why I loved it. It's brilliant. Love the adrenaline.
Yeah, wow. I've always wanted to go gliding. Silent flight. Love the idea of it. Just being an eagle.
You know
soaring.
What? It's not too late.
I know. One day, I really should.
Got my have you 50th. Been ballooning?
Got my 50th next year. Need to do it. Maybe I should do gliding.
Yeah.
You've inspired me, Penny. Although I'm not sure I've got the stamina to do catapult. 7 in the morning. Ba-ding! Till.
Just don't go with the annoying boys.
Yeah, quite. Or cables that snap. That would really give me the shits. So I would be with you too.
Monday the 24th. Did absolutely naught today. No, that's a lie. I went to Wallingford and to keep fit tonight. It was really good, but I'm knackered. Keep fit. Keep Such fit. A funny thing, isn't it? Meeting Sam tomorrow in Wallingford. She's going to see Guys and Dolls in London for her birthday, and she's invited me. Whoopee. I am eternally grateful, Sam.
Oh.
Oh, I love a musical.
Yeah, love still a love musical.
Tuesday the 25th. Had a really angelic day today. I went to Wallingford to meet Sam.
Angelic. Is that the one day in the life of Penny Shaw yes. that's been that day?
Before that, I made a quiche for tea and some mince pies. It's a bit off-brand, isn't it? Mince pies in February. Sam was fine. We had a good natter about everything, but mostly about the play, or lack of it. Apparently, they might not do one this year. So this is the youth theatre. So oh, Sam was a friend from youth okay. theatre. Apparently, they might not do one this year. If they don't, I'll spend the whole holiday away so I won't get bored. This afternoon, I caught the bus to Benson and visited Katie. At home, I made chocolate pudding and a praline cake off the calendar. Whatever that means. It must have been a calendar recipe.
Right.
Then I did my clarinet practice. Finally, oh, Bobby.
Thank
I practiced
goodness
the clarinet.
Me.
My singing practice and I learned my divinity. What a creep. This evening we watched Amadeus. It was bloody good. Very moving.
Oh,
there you go.
I love this.
I know. Bit of Mozart.
Because that was 1986. I thought
this
Amadeus
is 1986.
Yeah, Amadeus came out in 1986. Gosh, you watched it as a premiere back then.
Oh,
it's quite an amazing film.
It still holds up, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Hasn't aged. I mean, hasn't aged. It has aged well. Hasn't aged
100%.
Badly. Wednesday the 26th. Had a really good day today. Mrs. H, that's my singing teacher, Mrs. Hodges, was actually quite pleased with me in my singing lesson today. It is absolutely bloody freezing. I went to Lax anyway, but the match is cancelled tomorrow. Typical. It's Merton in a week. Help! I'm too knackered to remember anything else. Merton was the big tournament, big right. lacrosse tournament in London.
Oh, wow.
Thursday the 27th. Got moved up in French sets yesterday. Oh, my God! Miss Nichols is so bloody hard work. No more dussy French lessons for me.
Oh.
All in the past. Coloured in my picky in art. Lots of weird colours that Mrs. Stevens liked a lot. She would. Oh. Art teacher.
Love it. Brave colouring.
Yes. Lucy drew an angel with the devil's hand up her bum. Disgusting.
Oh. Oh.
I've got a chronic headache. Stayed to Lax after school, but it wasn't much fun as Louisa got really arsy because she hit me round the ear hole and apparently I looked at her. Oh no, what a sin. She can be so weird sometimes. It's probably schizophrenia. I've spelt schizophrenia S-C-H-Y-S-O-P-H-R-E-N.
Oh, I love it. Phonetically.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
Schizophrenia.
Great diagnosis. I love this.
So this is the last day because it's a short month. Oh, gosh, 28th yeah. of February. 28. Had a rehearsal tonight and did absolutely nothing. Oh, I wonder if this is Julius Caesar.
Yeah, Julius Caesar.
This is what you were saying about...
Yeah. Going to tons of rehearsals and doing absolutely nothing.
We got to wear contemporary dress. I don't know what I'll wear. Apparently, it's up to me. Oh, boring. I didn't even get to wear a toga.
What?
No. Julius Caesar must have been a modern production. Yes. The Lax match was cancelled again because of the weather.
Wow.
But we managed to have a practice. If you would ask me if we ever had lacrosse cancelled because of the weather, I would have said absolutely not.
But actually, the whole of February, I hate to tell you this. But...
Yeah, it's been cancelled.
Yeah.
Had another Lent lunch today and then stuffed myself silly this evening. So we had less lunch because it's Lent.
Wow.
Maybe just once a week.
Or something.
Fridays. Maybe it's just Fridays. We had to just probably to imagine we were poor.
Yeah, just to make a point.
Oof.
Blimey.
Dynasty is getting more and more ridiculous. Rita, the one with the nose job, who's pretending to be Crystal, is now trying to poison Blake because the doctor, who has got Crystal and fancies her, wants him out of the way, so Crystal will be all his. I really must give it up.
I'm so sure I remember that episode. No, I mean, to be fair, it's probably just weekly, actually, the same script, different people, but, oh, love Dynasty.
There you go.
I must give it up, your addiction. What a fabulous month. running off to school every weekend. I mean,
yeah.
I was the same. And that's when you look and you think, my God, the impact on your parents. And I didn't want to grow up. I always remember, for some reason, saying to my parents, I was 11 and I remember not wanting to be 12. And I was like, I don't want to grow up. I was scared of growing up because I think my sister grew up so fast. I was just terrified of seeing what was happening to her physically, emotionally, that it seemed boring, that she'd go around to people's houses and watch telly. And I was like, is that what you do when you're growing up? I wanted to keep adventuring and riding and, you know, doing what you were doing, essentially.
Yeah.
And everything I associated with growing up. So I deliberately put the brakes on and didn't want to wear makeup and didn't want to shave my legs and didn't want to do all the things that the girls did. And that came with consequences. Your whole diary just comes across as that life is an adventure and it's fun and you can be sarcastic, but there's a sense of real security in knowing who you are. I mean, hats off to your parents because to have created that environment for you, like, fan-bloody-tastic. That's all you ever want for your kids anyway, is that they feel safe and loved. And you clearly have that foundation.
And that's what I said to my mum, who sometimes gets a bit stressed about this diary. She's like, what was I thinking? But I said, I had a great childhood, and they let me have a lot of freedom, but they also gave me a lot of self-esteem, or ability to... You know, I think I knew enough not to get into risky situations. Yeah. I think I made pretty good decisions. And I think that was because I'd always been given a lot of space and, you know. Yeah, it was very well parented. Thank you, Mother.
Oh,
she'll love that.
Well, she should be very proud of you.
Yes. Yes, oh, she is. Thank you so much, Bawby, for being my guest. Oh, we may have missed that because it was on low battery, but Bawby was just very complimentary about Mother. Oh. So there you go. If we missed it, sorry. Baby Jesus didn't want you to hear it.
It's been a pleasure, Ben.
Thank you for listening to Diary of a Teenage Diva, written and produced by me, Penny Shaw. Theme music by the wonderful Finn Pearson. If you want to follow me on Instagram, I am at diary_of_a_diva_podcast.